KGEZ 2020 News is now on standby.
And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
Well, guys, welcome.
Good to be here, as always.
What are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk about spending. Yeah. Now, that sounds kind of strange coming from us. Usually we talk about saving and investing. Yeah. Now we're going to talk about spending. So every year around this time, we enter the holiday spending season. While holidays are a great time, they're filled with joy and they're filled with celebration, they often become a time of financial stress due to this unchecked or overspending. So today we'd like to shed some light on why we as consumers tend to overspend during the holidays, and we'll finish by discussing some practical strategies on how to be more informed consumers, simply by being aware of some of the psychological factors at play and recognizing some of the marketing tactics used by retailers. We may be able to take some of that financial stress that's attached to holiday spending, and we may be able to keep some of those dollar bills in our own pockets.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into the holiday season. There's a lot of biases, like a lot of tactics, and it's just, and like Drew said, it really helps to be aware of them. And so one of the first ones we're going to talk about are kind of the what they call like the behavioral biases that we all have and that contribute to some of our spending. And the first one is called the anchoring bias. So what that is that basically you get anchored or attached to a certain number, and usually that number sets the parameters whether you think you're overspending or underspending. And so if you go into the store, if you look online and you see something that's, you know, let's say it costs $20, if you see it somewhere for $15, all of a sudden now you get, you know, hit with some, you know, dopamine or something like that in your mind, and you're like, I'm getting a better deal on this. Or if you see it for $30, you're like, no way, that's a ripoff. Because the first time you saw it, you were anchored to this $20 price. And what retailers sometimes do, and what they've actually gotten in trouble for, is that they will sometimes, coming into the holiday season, they will actually increase the price of certain items and then decrease the price during like a holiday sale or something like that. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to anchor you. So as they say, they bump it up to like, say, $25. And then they say, oh, now it's $20. You know, it's on sale.
You won.
Yeah, exactly. You've won. And which is actually illegal. And people are like, oh, they don't do that. Well, it's like the Wall Street Journal has actually written a couple of articles on how they actually do this. I'm not saying that they all do, but it is something to be aware of. So one of the things that, you know, price checking on a lot of things can help, but anchoring bias is one that we have to be careful of, because the first number that we see is usually going to kind of set whether we think we're overpaying or underpaying for other prices.
Exactly. And the spooky thing about these cognitive and behavioral biases is generally we don't even know that we're biased.
Yeah.
This is all taking place in our minds behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Another one is confirmation bias. Now, more and more in this day and age of tech, online shopping, we are inundated with ads and our behavior is tracked. So we might look at, for example, maybe I was looking at sweaters for men.
Yeah, right.
And before I know it, now I'm starting to get all these ads. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, maybe I'm interested in making this purchase. Well, now there's ads everywhere just confirming that initial thought, and it's going to nudge me toward making that specific purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, I did that with guitars the other day, and all of a sudden everything's like, you want to buy this guitar?
Yeah,
I kind of do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so confirmation bias. The other one is that social proof. So is that if we see other people buying certain brands or certain items, you know, we automatically assign value to that. And, you know, kind of going around the schools, there's a certain type of sneaker. It's like a Nike or something like that. I don't know what it is. But like all the kids have them. So like your kid comes home, is like, oh, I got to have these too, because they see their friends buying it. So all of a sudden they're like, I want to have that. And then you assign this value to it because, you know, you want to be cool or something like that. And now that item has more value than like New Balance or something.
Right.
You know, yeah, like the dad shoe. But that's social proof. You see other people doing it, and then you all automatically assign value to whatever it is that they're buying a lot of or that you're seeing a lot of.
Right. Another one is emotional spending. Now, our mood plays a significant role in our spending, whether we like it or not. You know, the old saying is, don't go to the grocery store, don't go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. Same with shopping. When you're just buying retail products. Now, this can be both positive and negative. Maybe you're one of those folks who, when you're in a good mood, I'm just going to go into the store because it makes me feel good. Or maybe you're in a bad mood and you need a pick-me-up, so you're going to go to the store and you might buy some stuff. So you really need to ask yourself, am I going here just based on emotion, or am I emotional right now? Is that going to contribute to some of my spending behavior?
Yeah. So the next one is called the Diderot effect. And Drew had to spell that out phonetically for me in the notes today, so I appreciate that.
Denis Diderot. Yeah. French philosopher, actually.
Yeah, right. And so he came up with this thing where it's basically is that once, you know, like a single new purchase can basically lead to additional, like often unnecessary purchases. You know, so if you buy one thing, you're like, you know, I really don't need this, but you give into it. Then the next time you do it, it's easier to like break that barrier. And I'm assuming this applies to like other things too. Like if, for instance, in the candy dish in the office, if I've been like good at not eating candy for a while, but I give into it, all of a sudden the next piece of candy.
You eat that first piece.
Yeah.
It's all.
You're in.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're in. It also has, the Diderot effect is multifaceted, and certainly when it applies to retail spending. It's like that children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. Once you give that mouse a cookie, it opens up this whole can of worms and it starts spiraling out of control.
Right.
And also, once you buy something new that might be nicer than all of your other stuff, then all of a sudden, all of your other things don't seem as nice, so you have to upgrade. We see this a lot. Like, say a buddy buys a new truck.
Yeah.
Now he needs a new chainsaw.
Yeah.
Now his Carhartt needed to be upgraded. You know, now he needs new boots and a new hunting rifle. Yeah. So it just... It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. So it turns out the mouse just needs a good therapist.
Exactly. Or someone just be like, don't buy it, cookie.
Right. Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Yeah. So, accountability partner. Yeah. So those are kind of some of the cognitive biases that we may not be aware of. But again, you know, one of the things we notice is that if we're aware of them, it actually helps quite a bit. And I've noticed that in my own life. If I'm aware of these biases, then it makes it easier for me to, you know, to actually do what I want to do. So awareness of them is actually pretty powerful. So those are the biases. The next thing we're going to talk about is some of the tactics that are used by retailers to kind of incentivize you to buy things. And one of the first ones, and people are probably familiar with this, but it's creating a sense of urgency. So it's like, hey, you know, these are going fast, or it's for a limited time or something like that. If we can get you to believe that, you know, this deal isn't going to be around very long, you're more, you know, incentivized to buy it because you don't want to miss out on like the deal of a lifetime or something like that. You know,
right.
It's like, you know, I don't want to miss on this holiday sale because everybody's getting it. I have to make this decision now.
Right.
And that's kind of a tag that they do to get you to, you know, not leave and think about it. They get you to stay there and be like, I have to make this decision now. And most likely you're going to buy it.
Right. Yeah. Right. They wear you down with all these things and eventually you're going to buy.
Yeah, right.
Another one of these tactics is the buy now, pay later. And basically, just like creating a sense of urgency, they're just reducing that friction it takes to overcome the decision for you to make that purchase. And this one is pretty self-explanatory. Instead of paying for it and you own it, you buy it and then you make payments later. You see that online a lot where you can buy it right now for full price, or you can make 4 easy payments. It's funny, they're always easy payments.
Right. Sure.
There's never, you know, I want 3 easy ones and one fairly difficult.
Yeah, right.
You know, I find them all to be difficult, but I digress. So the buy now, pay later, it's a slippery slope because essentially you're starting to borrow money now and your overspending can add up very quickly if you go down that route.
Yeah, absolutely. The other one kind of goes hand in hand with the sense of urgency. It's a sense of scarcity. So if there's not many left, you know, you need to act now and get it because they're, you know, again, they're going fast. There's not many left. So, you know, scarcity is something. If they say there's only 1 or 2 items left, sometimes you see that on Amazon. There's only 1 left. You're like, really? Like I'm the last guy to see this. But but yeah, if they make you think that there's not many left and you're going to miss out, you know, puts the pressure on to buy it.
Sensory marketing. This one makes me feel a little manipulated, but they've done a lot of studies, put a lot of money into research on certain scents, certain music or certain times to play music, certain textures of products, colors in store, enhancing the shopping experience and encouraging people to spend more in it. Works, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and in grocery stores, they play music. You tend to buy more on weekdays, but not on weekends. Pretty crazy.
Weird.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, there's reward schemes like cash back on like credit cards and stuff like that. People are pretty familiar with that, but if you spend on a credit card, you feel like you're getting something back, you're more likely to spend using a credit card.
Mm-hmm. So. And one more final marketing technique is called bundling, and you see this a lot. Retails, they bundle products at a perceived discount, and sometimes this is a good deal. Say you're buying a laptop, and you were looking for a laptop, headphones, mouse, and a carrying case, and you got this bundle where the bundle price would be less than all of the individual prices put together. But most of the time, if you're just after that laptop, well, you might go for the bundle anyway, just because you think mm-hmm. like you're getting a good deal, where you didn't need all that other stuff. So you just basically overspend for things you really didn't need.
Yeah.
So that's one of the many few marketing and retail tactics to get folks to overspend. And when we get back, we'll talk about some strategies how to combat the overspending.
Construction can be stressful. Make it a little easier with a Three Rivers Bank construction loan. They have one or two time closing options. They make local lending decisions. You get local service, and you have an online construction draw process where you can submit requests, lien waivers, and track construction funds remotely. Make construction a little less stressful. Partner with Three Rivers Bank for your next construction loan.
Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Keep your feet warm and dry this winter with boots and accessories from Sportsman Ski House. Choose feature-packed styles for men and women from top brands like the North Face and more. Nestle your toes in warm, soft, cozy slippers from UGG, Keen, and Lamo. Choose from a huge selection of socks of all kinds. Keep your boots dry with a Pete Bulldog Boot Dryer. Regularly $39.99, now $29.99. Sportsman Ski House, Kalispell and Whitefish.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Okay, so now we've talked about some of the biases that we have, some of the tactics that are out there. So now we'll talk about what do you do about it. And the first one after, you know, over 12 years in the industry is that viewers learn to use the B word with some caution. But if you set a budget, you know, everybody either they feel bad about themselves or they want to punch me in the face. But yeah, if you set a budget and you don't have to make it complicated, if you have like $500 to spend in the holiday season, put it in its own account. And then that way you can physically watch, you know, it spend down, and then that'll give you a better sense of like, should I need to focus on some things, you know, kind of give you a sense of like where you're at. And then if you're getting towards, you know, if it's getting low, then you know you're not going to spend it on frivolous things.
Right.
So setting a budget helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And sticking to the budget. Another one, you know, kind of like spiral off that one is track your spending. Is the budget is the oracle, those are your marching orders, but you want to make sure that you're still staying within the guardrail. So as you are spending during the holiday season, keep track of that and make sure that you're staying within the budget, because most, but a lot of folks have the tendency just to spend first and think later,
yeah,
and then react afterwards. And we want to not put the cart before the horse here.
Yeah, and then using cash is a big one. It's very inconvenient, but your credit cards are designed to like give you, you know, we talked about giving you cash back. It's designed to give you like a feel good feeling when you do it, because you feel like you're getting something. Cash is the opposite. It is like almost painful. And they've actually done studies that when you like hand over cash, there's actually like a pain response in the brain versus like a feel good response. And because you actually, you're giving something away and you don't feel like you're getting anything back from it. So using cash will make you more mindful of your spending.
I've never taken away a toy or a piece of candy from any of my kids with them being happy about
it. Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I'm sure I'm pretty much the same way. On that study too, 18%, folks spend 18% more when they use plastic. Debit cards, credit cards at the store than when using cash. So that's something kind of a fun fact with that one as well. Another one is partner with your partner or a loved one. When it comes to spending for Christmas, set a specific amount that you and your loved one are going to spend on each other and make it a game. Say, if we're willing to spend $100 or $200 or more, stick to it. How creative can we get with this cash for the other person, not trying to one-up?
Yeah, and this one's, this is the deep philosophical one of the day, but be mindful of your emotional state when you're spending money. Because like, you know, if you're feeling sad, you know, you might buy something to help you feel better. Or if you're feeling like, you know, really great about something, you know, that might entice you to buy something. And often, you know, I'll tell myself, you know, I can get like a, you know, a nice expensive coffee if I've had like a big meeting go well or something like that. But then if you know, you're like, I'm just getting this because I'm just like excited. Then you're like, you know, maybe I don't really need this right now. I'm just feeling good right now.
How irresponsible.
Yeah, I know.
You. Man, yeah.
Just off the rails.
You really splurge by getting a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
you
know? It's an expensive cup of coffee.
Really, really good cup of coffee.
Right.
Yeah, and last but not least, I like the 24-hour rule. Before you make a purchase, instead of impulse buying, if you find something at the store online, wait 24 hours before you finally pull the trigger and you get it. A lot of times you do some research, you realize there's a better product out there, or it wasn't really worth it in the first place, or you can actually justify spending it and it makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, that's more like the 7-day rule for me. I have to lay down, work out, you know, give it some time. And
it's more of like the 7-day rule. You have to spend. I'm wired to not be a spender,
right?
So it makes me physically ill every time I spend money.
Yeah.
So it's like, in 7 days you will buy this, whether you like it or not. So there you go. We're not saying not to spend. We're not saying not to give. It's, you know, these are just part of money management. You're supposed to do it. But what we are doing is we're encouraging folks to maintain their own spending control. If you do this, it could boost your confidence. It might relieve stress. It might make the holidays more enjoyable, and maybe best of all, keep some more of those dollar bills in your own pockets.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for Coco Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at KGEZ.com. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243 CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.